Red Eye is a program of alternative politics and culture which broadcasts live from 9 until noon every Saturday morning on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM and around the world at cooperadio.org. Here's Lorraine Chisholm.
Plans for a Walmart megastore on Southwest Marine Drive has resurfaced after a year and a half of dormancy. The original plan faced strong public opposition, led by Building Better Neighborhoods. This time, the 130,000-square-foot retail facility is being cast by Walmart as an environmentally progressive proposal, with everything from windmills to permeable asphalt to skylights to rainwater collection systems. Some environmental and neighborhood groups call the plan greenwashing and are renewing opposition to the project. Deming Smith is a board member of the Society Promoting Environmental Conservation, better known as SPEC, and he joins me in the studio this morning. Hi, Deming.
Good morning, Lorraine.
Thanks for coming in. Now, this plan, I think we thought Walmart was gone from Marine Drive. It disappeared from sight about 18 months ago. Why did it disappear, and then why did it resurface?
Well, I think the reason it disappeared in the first place was the community opposition. I think they felt the heat. I think they heard it loud and clear that this was not the kind of development that we were looking for in Vancouver. A number of us expressed very strongly some environmental concerns about the nature of a building like that. Where a building of that size, a big box type retail format of that size, would bring in an additional 7,000 to 8,000 cars per day, generate new trips by cars per day, not to mention all the trucks that come to supply this store. The big diesel trucks. Walmart, as you may know, is they use a big box format where they don't have any warehousing on site. So all the warehousing is done on the roads between the docks and Walmart. So you'd have big trucks roaring up and down Knight Street and Fraser and Marine Drive all day and all night to supply all these cheap goods that Walmart loves to sell.
And so at what point was there a proposal that was defeated in zoning, or what? How come it sort of fell out of sight, or you just dissuaded Walmart?
I think Walmart realized that the political climate was not real favorable for it at the time. We had some public hearings that were based upon a retail impact study that the city asked Walmart to conduct. A huge number of citizens showed up for that. A petition was presented with about 9,000 names on it asking that the city council not approve this application. And Walmart went back, and I think they kind of licked their wounds at that point. They were advised later by some city planners and by the planning commission, I believe, that maybe if they put together a greener type of format, if they could come back with a different type of proposal, it might fly.
Yeah. So they've reinvented the store, but not necessarily Walmart.
Right.
Is the new proposal for the same site as it was originally?
That's my understanding. It's exactly the same place.
Okay. Now, can you outline, can you outline what Walmart's brought forth and the changes that they brought forth that have these green or environmentally friendly dimensions?
Well, from the looks of things, I haven't seen the exact models beyond the pictures of the paper. To be quite honest, it looks like a really cool building for a big box. It looks with the windmills on it and with the geothermal heating and the solar panels on the roof and the trees throughout the parking lot. It looks really good on paper, and you see all the pedestrians walking around nearby. The artist's rendition of it looks kind of like a neat, very environmentally friendly, very acceptable type building. And, you know, I got to commend Peter Busby and company for putting that design together, working with the Walmart type format that he had to work with there. Nonetheless, that said.
Yeah. So some of these measures sound like progressive technologies and environmentally friendly design. So why aren't you persuaded that this is actually an environmentally sensitive project?
Well, it's still a Walmart. It's still a big box retail format store. It's still going to draw all these additional car trips to the area. Southeast Marine Drive, Southwest Marine Drive, that whole area is flooded with traffic anyway. It's become almost highway-like much of the day. And in fact, part of the problem with that location is that the city has designated two areas in Vancouver as being highway-oriented retail zoning designations. And that little strip through there is one of them. Grandview Highway out east where the Superstore is another highway-oriented retail designation area. And I think this is something that I really kind of throw back in the city's lap for allowing that kind of zoning, because It's very much in contradiction with the city plan process that many neighborhoods, including the Sunset community, went through back in the mid late 90s, getting plans approved, visioning what type of a neighborhood they would like, what type of amenities they would like around there. And overwhelmingly, people said, we do not want big box. There's something like 65-70% of the public throughout this city plan process said, that's the last thing we want in our neighborhood, because we know the impact they have on local business. We want a more pedestrian-oriented type neighborhood, more transit-oriented type neighborhood. So this was just, it's very much in contradiction with that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm wondering if, I guess people could make the argument that if you have these areas like Southwest Marine Drive, which is quite, you know, sort of industrial looking, right, mm-hmm. if you head out there, I mean, it probably isn't industrial, but it's large retail outlets, what's the harm in having that as an alternative, having big boxes over there, and you can still have your nice little neighborhoods? What would you see as the problem with that?
Well, I think, you know, there's this conflict I have with, we're spending so much money in the old industrial area of Southeast Falls Creek, for example, building this sustainable community there and talking about how we're going to be a model of sustainability for urban areas throughout the world. And here we've got this other corner of the city that we're just throwing away. We're dumping all of our crap down there. And I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair to the residents of Sunset and that whole part of town. These types of things also, I want to get back to that retail impact study that the consultants brought forward, Walmart's hired consultants a couple of years ago for the council hearing. These types of developments have a huge, huge impact on local businesses. The consultants' report came back and said that the average business in South Vancouver, and they looked at 386 businesses from King Edward, I think it was, all the way south from Commercial Drive all the way over to Carisdale, and they found of these businesses, the average business was going to lose, on average, $23,000 per year if that Walmart opened up, based on the way Walmart markets its goods and their predatory pricing practices and everything else. Now, that $23,000 has a huge impact on small businesses, like the dollar stores, like the local pharmacies, like the photography stores, the bike shops. All these businesses are the ones that Walmart targets when they come to town. So you've got some thriving shopping districts. I mean, it's one of the things that a lot of people really like about living in Vancouver. We have Commercial Drive, we have our 4th Avenue, we have South Main Street, we have a number of areas, Fraser, that are thriving, that you can walk to, that serve the community. And you have stores that are in those neighborhoods that are more or less the anchors, like the Field Store down on Fraser Street, which the report said would no doubt go out of business altogether if the Walmart opened up. So what you're doing is you're really eliminating shopping opportunities for a lot of people who would like to have something that they don't have to get in their car and drive to a big box for.
So you've got sort of a kind of a combination there of these 7,000 or 8,000 car trips that you're talking about, where people are going to shop. So that's obviously has a big impact on the environment, and then a kind of a sucking of the economic lifeblood from some of these smaller businesses that depend on that sort of more local traffic, hopefully walking, but
right.
Probably, you know, in a lot of cases, probably shorter car trips.
Well, in fact, it comes down to, you know, sucking the lifeblood out of them is a good way to put it. Walmart, a store of that nature, would become a huge black sinkhole for money coming from the city of Vancouver and getting sucked right out of it. In fact, again, referring to that retail impact study, they said it'd be about a $50 million impact. So $50 million would be pulled out of all those little stores in our local economy, those stores that tend to bounce their money around. You spend some money at the dollar store, and it bounces around the town a few more times before it eventually goes back someplace else to one of the suppliers or something. So we all benefit by that. With Walmart, we've got a $50 million a year sinkhole. That money every night goes directly down to Bentonville, Arkansas. It doesn't, very little of it stays in the local community here. So it's a huge economic impact, and which I find from an environmental and a neighborhood standpoint, a livability standpoint of what we'd like our city to be like, that has a huge impact right there.
Why do you think Walmart is so interested in developing on that particular site? Because obviously coming back with this so-called green design is more expensive for them than one of their typical stores. And you know, not to be confused, I think this is what they said was their third out of all the stores they have in North America. This would be the third green store.
Well, I think that location is good. They want to get a toehold in the city of Vancouver. They very much want to be within the city of Vancouver because they've had huge fights with City of San Francisco, with Portland, with Los Angeles, with a lot of other cities. They're currently having something, I just found out this week, with New York City, an application that they've got. They really want a toehold in New York also. It's kind of a prestige type of thing for them. So, and this is, the city once again opened up this window of opportunity for big box format stores such as Walmart with this highway-oriented retail designation for land use.
Hmm. It's interesting because I was doing a little looking around about Walmart on the internet, and I kept coming up with all these little towns all across North America where they were building on agricultural land, and you know, there were coalitions, you know, kind of all over the place trying to oppose their developments in different places. But we've been talking, you know, quite a bit on the you know, in terms of urban development and urban design around the issues of Walmart. Mm. But I understand there's a lot of opposition to Walmart throughout North America on broader issues. Could you just you know, kind of sketch what their history is on other levels?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you brought this up, because people have, I know I've been asked a couple of times, why aren't you guys so uptight about the Canadian Tire store that's being proposed down in that area also? And here again, I point to the highway-oriented retail. They're able to build a big store like that. Walmart has got a history. Walmart comes with a lot of baggage. They have been, I don't know if I want to characterize them as corporate criminals. Maybe that would be a little high. Maybe I'd get sued for something like that. But they have certainly acted as a very unethical corporation in many, many ways. They've got lawsuits against them for discrimination on human rights basis, on racial basis, on gender basis. They just announced this week, several days ago, that they're going to close a store in Jonquière, Quebec, because the workers won certification to unionize there. And as soon as the union negotiations were not going well for Walmart, and the Labor Relations Board said, okay, I guess we're going to have to mediate this and impose a settlement, Walmart suddenly pulled the plug and said, well, this store is not profitable anyway, throwing those 200 workers out of work. Walmart has repeatedly, through very predatory pricing practices, they specifically go after smaller businesses. They will, if there's a small bicycle shop that they see as a competitor to them, they will cut their bicycle costs in half and sell the bikes at half the price or something, and keep doing that. And they're big enough they can do that until the bike shop eventually caves in, goes under. They do that time after time after time.
And then the price probably goes up.
And the price goes back up again. That's exactly right.
Yeah. What's going to happen to this new proposal in terms of public input? Like, where is it going from here? So they've kind of, you know, brought out their model.
Right, right.
To convince you that it's an orchard and not a megastore. But
and a lot, I guess the next step is they will take this through the regular planning process. There will be a hearing in front of City Council somewhere a few months down the road probably. And once again, they'll be hearing an earful from a lot of citizens in Vancouver that they're not welcome in this city.
Now, I know that at least one critic said this was sort of a bribe to City Council. Where do you think council members are positioned on this issue?
I think they're all over the map, to be quite honest. I think some of them feel a bit hemmed in by this highway-oriented retail zoning that they've got down there. I mean, this is something they brought in a few years ago to that Southeast Marine Drive area. And no, Walmart was the first big store to jump on that format. So It's a new issue there, and I think the neighbors in that area haven't really come to terms with what it means, what it is. It's something that those large stores have been pushing for a long time. Where can we get some zoning where we can actually build the big box format that we like, outside of being in South Surrey or something like that?
So let me just kind of clarify in my mind there. Then do they have to apply for a change in zoning there? Is that what the process is going to be?
I don't know. I think it's a development application. I believe they've been through the zoning change, and the zoning change went from the industrial zoning that it had before to this highway-oriented retail.
I see. Okay. So then they will be basing it on the merits of that particular project and public input.
That's right. They'll bring the whole project with the traffic studies, with the retail impact study, and with the new design changes for the building. They'll bring that in front of City Council as a package, and Council will debate it at that time.
Right. So sounds like you guys are going to be ramping up again, the opposition to
it. We will be. A big box is still a big box.
How can people get involved and participate in that issue?
I would say if someone is interested, I would ask them to call SPEC directly and leave your name and number. And we are ramping up and getting organized again. The phone number for SPEC is 736-7732. Call us anytime Monday. Well, you call and leave a message right now. I don't know if anybody's in the office, but call, leave your name and number, and we'll get back with you.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for bringing us up to speed on the revival of Walmart, and I guess we'll see the revival of the opposition as well.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Okay, thanks, Deming. I've been speaking with Deming Smith of the Society Promoting Environmental Conservation, which is SPEC, and we've been talking about the proposed new Walmart megastore on Southwest Marine Drive.
You've been listening to Red Eye, a program produced by an alternative media collective in Vancouver, Canada. Red Eye broadcasts live every Saturday morning from 9 until noon and can be heard around the world at cooperadio.org.